Rabbi Kveidiga. Rabbi Kveidiga has a shaila whether one can be meifi alach hazman. So Rabbi Kveidiga mentions a raya from a tesves in Ksuves, the fine ways. Shaili is just as by Kinyoni, we say that Meshech Porozu Retikna Lachalamet, so it's called Sakinyoni, so maybe by Afore too, it's called Sodibure. So he mentions Iraye from Teisves, I invade in Ksuvis. Reb Meir says, now the Mishnah in Ksuvis that I invade says that if a woman, a married woman, is accustomed to violate the Dorim constantly, so then she loses the Ksuv. She is a very saldas. She loses the Ksuv. Tanya, Hoya Reb Meir Meir, that I'm based on Dal, Kol Ayidea Biishte Shenideres, Veino Mikayemes, suppose someone knows that his wife is a habitual Nideres and Veino Mikayemes, Yazov Yaderen. So the Gemara is a kashi yaderen, not wait till asa something on her. Yaderen will be my misakalo. I mean, what will accomplish if she is an habitual, if she is habitually delinquent in the isanidorim? So what will they accomplish by assuring something upon her? He'll be machshul her again. Elo yarzav yakriten. In other words, in order to stop her from taking nidorim, he should antagonize her, provoke her. Then, like this, she doesn't take nidorim in his presence. But if he will provoke her, so she'll become angry and she'll take an eder out of spite in his presence. And then, in her presence, he will be meifer immediately. So mele that will discipline him. Yazir Yachritenu, Kiddishi Toda Bifona V'yofa. Alright, so Teisve says, Yazir Yachritenu, Kiddishi Toda Bifona V'yofa. V'im Loi Shi Yachritenu. So the question is, why does he have to provoke her? Let her just make for her Nidorim. So he will cure her of that of this habit of being given it on. So that's what Bada Teisus. So Teisus says, "V'imloishi akriteno lo yeda mosay toder shiyofia," because she doesn't want to take nidorim in the presence of the husband. So Mele, he'll never know when she takes an eder. Masheinkin, if he provokes her, then she'll lose the control over herself. Like this, she's careful not to take nidorim in his presence. But if he provokes her, she'll lose the control over herself, and she'll take nidorim in his presence, and he on the spot will be meifer. So in other words, so then he'll show her that she cannot do whatever she wants. We have regard the bayib naran rosso in bal meifer b'leishmi oloi. So he says, "V'im loy sheyakriteno liyeda mosay toda sheyofia." So the question is, there is an abaye in the Gemara whether Baal is meifer b'loy shmi or not. So there is one alternative that a Baal can be meifer nidorim. A Baal can be meifer nidorim without shmiye, so mimele, why does Rabbeya have to advise the husband? He should provoke her. I mean, after all, shalom bayis is a very important thing, but it's a necessary disciplinary measure. But if we could eliminate, if we could avoid provoking his wife, why should he provoke his wife? But he has no other way. Let him, without provoking her, let him say all the nidori that you are going to make, I am made for right now. I'm going to make an eye right now. And that's possible according to one alternative in the Abaye. As a matter of fact, the Rambam paskens in that Abaye that Baal is made by Beloishmi. That's the Yeskash. We have got the Abaye for Ignaram Rosa in Baal made by Beloishmi or Loi. Loi she yuchal hofen idorim she doda mikam lahab. So that says that's out of the question. It seems possible, even according to the alternative, that Baal is made for Beloi Shmiya, it doesn't mean that the Baal can say to the Isha, whatever Nidorim you are going to take, I am made for right now. I am made for right now. He cannot do it. But what does it mean, according to one alternative in the Gemara, that even without Shmiya, that means since Reb Meir advises the husband to provoke his wife, after all, that's not the proper thing to advise a husband, but as a last resort, so we have to do it. But if it's not a last resort, so he shouldn't antagonize his wife. So Mele, if according to one alternative, so the Gemara, he can be made fear the Nidorim before she took them, so Mele, he doesn't have to Remeya shouldn't advise him to provoke his wife, he didn't came to Shik Mehoche, they made from Lishmir, with the Matzrich Laknito. Hello, but the Pshat is, when is there an alternative? In the Gemara, Daf Ein Beis Nidorim, that maybe a Baal can be made for Nidorim without Shmiye, if the Nidorim she took already. But he doesn't know what Nidorim she took. She doesn't tell him. So, she doesn't tell him what he knows that she takes it. He knows or he suspects that she took Nidorim. So, Mimele, there's the Shaila. The Nidorim that she already took, but he doesn't, he didn't hear them. Can he be made for not? Masheinke, Nidorim that she didn't take as yet, then he cannot be made for. Even according to Rameya, who says, Odo Makin Dor Shal Blayla. You see, the whole Kasha of Teisves is because it's, even Odo Makin, I mean the whole Raya of Rabbi Kveger is because Rameya holds Odo Makin Dor Shal Blayla. Dim kein tifshet mihoche. They may probably shmiye mit dem Matzrich Laknito, elo meire ben idorim shepo notro, velo ishan. Aber hoche, heche yofer. So, he must resort to provoking his wife. There is no other way of curing her from her terrible habits. Aber hoche, heche yofer. Di shema adayin lo inodro. Ulach amikan, shema todeya, vitaver miyad kidim shiofer. So Rabbi Kveya mentions a raya. So from this statement, it's muchach that one cannot be mayfair nidorim that the forest should be chalach as man. Because kolzer di burei. Because if we are going to say the aloch of kolzer kinyoni is only shaydach, only applies ligabi kinyan, where a maise kinyan is necessary. So mshich borazul tiknach halamed. So the Maisa Kinyan is lacking. Mashein Kein, where there is no aloch of Maisa Kinyan be the Bure Baalme, so then we don't say also the boy. We could say that. So then the kasha remains, why does Rameyer advise the husband to provoke his wife? He doesn't have to resort to provoking his wife. But he can do it peacefully without provoking his wife. In other words, he'll say to his wife, I see that you make so many dorim and you do not mekayem it. In a nice way he'll tell it to her, without provoking her. So he says, so I am made all the nidorim that you will take, the moment you'll be making the nidorim, they should be moved. What do you say is dor shel baleilom? But it's Reb Meir is the more dishmaitze, and Reb Meir holds, or the matrido shel baleilom. So the fact that it's baleilom is no chisong. So why does he have to resort to provoking? The answer is there is no other way. There is no other way. He can't solve the problem without provoking his wife. Because if he doesn't provoke his wife, how will he be able to be made fair? What will he say? What will Rav Meir advise? That the husband should say, Kol nidorim shetoduri, yeimuforim bishah saledeh, bishor shetodur. So shetoduri, so it's called salibure. But he couldn't. So if Rabbi Yude had been the Moranish Maitze, then he couldn't mention the Raya. But the Raya is mentioned because it's Rameyer, and Rameyer holds, or the Makadosh Leila. I mean, this is typical of the combination of Rabbi Kiveyas, Chrifes, Amkes, and Kies. So he says, Vehei Ve'adini of Rameyeri, Rayel ze misuge de ksuves. Tani hoyer et meyer im er kosh yedei abish de yazel yak nitenu. Kide shitode befono. Vayn teise shon. Vafel ga. Di babino no di bayo. Elo mayer ben dorin shikonot. Ot etz rosh na teise. But not me dorin that she did not make it yet. Vikoshe de mikolmo kim yofer. Vyema kol mi dorim shetodo. Yu meforim oz acha shetodo reisom. ויוכלו אחנידרו מיד, דאב דיאטו אין יוכלו, ויושי יוכלו מיד, כיוון דדיין לנודרו, ואבי כמו דובר של בו לאילום, הורמיה הוא מורד ישמייצי, סביר לי דמק דובר של בו לאילום, ויוכל לקדש אישו נוחיס, שיוכלו הקדוש לאחר שתסגייר, הוכנמי יהיה יוכלו הופר, שיוכל אחר שיובל לאילום, דהיין אחר שתודר, אלא על כל כוח, דוימחנה משום דיקול סעדיבו, משום דיקול צעדים דימדי בקדוש מהנה היינה בקדי קדושי כסף אוי בשתה והשתה קייר אחר שתסגייר אבל בנקרא השתה מקדם לוי מהנה וכמשקוסף תייסס וכנעמי באפורי דהוודי בו באלמי איז כל צעדים וכי משחי ממילא וכנעמי אבדי בידן דיבי פאקון עוד רו מכל מוקד כיוון דאמא דיוכל אחשו לא ימהנה כמו יבקין סודר וכמשך פורד ולמהנה באמא שיקנה לך למת. It seems to be a strong riot. The only thing that we could say, you say that even according to Rav Meir, who says Odo Makdidor Shal Ba'elom, but since it's a Dovah Shalai Ba'elom, and the Medea is not in his Rishutzes yet, so Mele, we can say that he cannot make a fore on something that is not in his Rishutzes yet. He's not in Rishutzes yet. Even according to Rav Meir. Mashenkei, where the Medea is in his Rishutzes. So then we don't take all the word, but still, Rabbi Kiveyas Raya seems to be a good Raya. In other words, if we find Rishenim who say the contrary, then we have to give the terrors. But without Rishenim to the contrary, why should we say that since it's Dovah Shal Ba'ilom, it's not his Rishus, but according to the Meir, or the Magdor Shal Ba'ilom? But we could still say, or the Magdor Shal Ba'ilom. But in other words, but since it's a dovo, but since it's a dovo shaloba ilom, so mele we say kol tzadibur. Masheinke, where it's not, with his bole ilom, where the neder is in his rishus, then we don't say kol tzadibur. But why should we say manefshach? If we say kol tzadibur, you should say kol tzadibur, even when the neder is in his rishus. And if we don't say, calls it the Borei, so even if it's a Dovah Shalom Baleilom, and that is not for Yisrush, but according to Rav Meir, or the Magdum Dovah Shalom, so it's Mistaba like Rav Meir. However, if we find Rishenim, who say the contrary, so Mimele, then we are forced to make that distinction. But without any Rishenim to the contrary, it seems to be a good raya, Rabbi Kreges, that we do say also Dibureh. Because if we don't say also Dibureh, so even vis-a-vis a neder that is not in his reshuses yet, she did not even make it, but according to Rabbi Meir, the Tomak Dorishol Baleilom, so maybe we shouldn't say also Dibureh. But it's possible to say that where the neder is in his reshus, then we don't say also Dibureh. Only by kiyonim, because there is a ma'ase kiyonim. Mashein kein, where it is not in his reshus, then we say false report. But it's not, it's more mistaba like Rabbi Greger, except if we find reshenim, we say the counter. Then he says, Ulom hiksho, hosugi arucho nidorim, ki oma amufa lechilimocho, So memele da foresh bechal, but he said lemocho. So it's lachazman. So it's kolso dibore. So it seems that the aloche of kolso kiyone is only shared by kiyone, where there is a maise kiyone. So memele that maise is lacking. If let's say you in order to be kene you need a maise mishir. So mishir porazul tigna halame. There is no maise mishir. Mashein kein, where it takes effect with the dibur, without the ma'aseh, then we don't say kolso dibure. Kolso dibure. So that's a raya from this gemara. So he says, v'efshar dihosom hamichuvon sheimeir dimufer lichiyu achile v'anoye delemocho sheafore hu miyad leise achile v'anoye delemocho mocho. So he says that perhaps the pshat with the Gemara here, when the Gemara says, "Oidil mokim deloma alo kiyem lechiayim, ki koma lo mufa lechilimocho mehayim koma, mehayim koma." So it means that chaleis is right now. So I mentioned last time, it's like the tasteless of the zayin of mitzvah. When Rav says that according to Rav Meir, if someone says, so the Ufruven says to Shimon, so the zu, v'chshe ekne milevi, ti eknui loch me'achsho. So according to Rav Meir, it's effective. So this is the kashe, according to Rav Meir, makna shuleilom, why does he have to say that it is effective, why when he said me'achsho, even without me'achsho? So, and then he says, what you say, the nafkimine, whether he says me'achsho or not, is whether he can be chaser. Because if he doesn't say me'achsho, so even according to Rabbi Yehud Makno Shleilom, but until he's boleilom, he can be chaser. Mashenkin, if he says me'achsho, he cannot be chaser. So Teisus says no, even if he says me'achsho. But when will Shimon acquire title? After he'll buy it from Levi, so mainly he can be chaser. So what's nafkemini, whether he says me'achsho, doesn't say me'achsho? So Teisus gives a teretz, nafkemini is if nikrashta. So what's the pshat? So my father said, the pshat is that if he says me'achsho, then it's a chaleis for later. So it's a chaleis for later. Now you couldn't say that it's nimshach. How is a shayach to say nimshach when the sode still belongs to Levi? So how could we say that right now the sode is knuyo to Shimon and ain't knuyo? So here it means echaleis for later. So echaleis for later. So if let's say he doesn't say me'achshov and the shtar will be nikra before he buys it from Levi, so then it's called sokiyone. But if he says me'achshov, so it's echaleis now for later. So then we don't say called sokiyone. That's the issue. So this is what Rabbi Kreger is saying. That here it means ki in koma. In other words, it means that the afore should be hal right now. The afore should be hal right now. The ligabe the achile vanoid lmocho. We have to also make sure that the move of the achille and no idol mocho, shaforo yu miyad, the chalis is right now, but that will affect tomorrow's achille, not today's achille. Let's say if the nether was, they shouldn't partake of a certain kicker. שאפור ומיד להיסחיל ונועד למוח. Alright, so it's the same story. ומקום הקיים, מבוי הקיים בניתו. One second. Now, so in other words, what Rabbi Greger means, that the aloche of kol sokiyone applies to aphora too. We say kol sodibure. But if the chaleis is now for later, then we don't say kol sokiyone. Who shita is that? There's the shita of tesis in Bamitzir after Zayin. But there is machlekes l'shem on that. Actually, there are three shitas. Teisve shita in Bamitzir after Zayin is that in the case Ali ben Rabbeya, who says of the makdosh leilo. In the case where Ruven says to Shimon, so does he. Kishekne milevi, kiekne iloch meachshov. So, kol sokiyoni we don't say. And even if the shtar is nikra before he buys it from Levi, so it is hal. We don't say kol sokiyoni because the halais is right now. But, chayze he can be. The Rashbo, the Chidushi Rashbo, in Chidushi Daf Samargimu, mentions in the name of the Ramban just the reverse. He says that in the case of Sode Zu Sheekne Melevi Tieknuyloch Meachshov Halibed Rabmeyer, that means a chaleis of Meachshov, so Chayzeir he cannot be. Because since the chaleis is right now, he cannot be Chayzeir. But Kol Sokiyone, if the shtar is nikra before he buys it from Levi, so it's Kol Sokiyone. So just the reverse of Teisves in Ramban Shita, the Rashbo in Kedushin Daf Samagim, then the Rashbo himself in the Ran, the Mukiyesev in Bobmitzia mentions in the name of the Ram, Mukiyesev in Bobmitzia mentions the name of the Ram, so he says that in the case where the Chalais is now for later, so the zoo, sheeknem levi, lichsheeknem levi, tiek nuyoloch machshov, so he cannot be chayzeya, nor do we say kol sokiyoni. So we actually have three shittes. We have the shite of teisus and bometzid after Zion, the shite of teisus and bometzid after Zion, that where the chaleis is now for later on, so chayzer can be, but kol sokiyoni we don't. We have the shita that Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ramban, just the reverse. That kol sokiyoni we do say. If nikra shtas would not be effective, but chayzer cannot be, just the reverse of thesis. And then we have the shita of the Rashbo himself, and what Megiyesef in Bob Mitzie mentions in the name of the Ram, that he cannot be chayzer. Nor do we say kol sokiyoni. Now, so what happens? So you see, so Rabbi Kveya says, we have shadi hosom hamichuvim sheimia di mufel lichio achile vanoid lemocho sheafor humiyat leise achile vanoid lemocho and leise achile vanoid lemocho. So mimeil. So the question is. So in other words, that means that the chaleis is now, so we don't say kol sokiyoni. That's all right, I'll be the shite of Teisus and Bometzia. I'll be the shite of the Rashbo. But I'll be the Ramban. So Monevshech, it doesn't make any difference. Even when the chaleis is now for later on, we say kol sokiyoni. And if we say kol sokiyoni, just as they say kol sokiyoni, so Memele, we cannot explain the Gemara that way. So according to the Ramban, we have to say not like Rabbi Kveya. And we have to say that the Aloha of Kol Sokiyoni has application only to Kiyoni. Only to Kiyoni, where there is a Maisaki. In other words, the transfer of title is affected through the Maisaki. So, Mshech Porozuli, Tikna Chalamet, there is no Maisaki. Mashem came where Maisaki is not necessary. My Zakian is not necessary, but Bibura Behalme, so Mimele, we do not say Kol Sokiyoni. We do not say Kol Sokiyoni. Now, so what he mentions Iraya from Rameya, so we have to say there is different. Because since the Neder is not in his Rishus, since the Neder is not in his Rishus, so he cannot He cannot make him Isa for it. He cannot be making Isa for it. Even according to the mayor. According to the mayor, there is a loch in Kiyoni, that on the Machin Shalilo. But Afore is not an Indian of Kiyan. Afore is based, is grounded in the jurisdiction that the Baal has over the Neder. So Memele, here he doesn't have any jurisdiction. So even according to the mayor, he cannot do it. That's what I have to say. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to point out, that what Rabbi Yehuda says can only be said according to Teis Veshit. But it cannot be said according to Ramban Shit, that the Rashi in Kedushin mentions. All right. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, ומכל מוקים מבויה קים בנידורים, דיו אומלי לחישימנה, אין ברנשו. Now here you see, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's own notion, it's Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Yehuda. So then he says, ומכל מוקי מבויה קים בנידורים, דומלי לחישימנה. So what's the notion of מכל מוקים imply? In other words, a certain concession. So first, Rabbi Kveiger, he's mentioned the name of Rabbi Kveiger, a raya from Teisves in Ksuves Dafayim Beis, that we say also the book. So then he mentions a raya from the our Gemore that we don't say also the book. So then he says, no, our Gemore has referenced the case where he said that the chalitz of the aforeh should be right now, for tomorrow. So then we don't say kol tzedion. Then he says, still, in the Gemara Nidorim, it's mivuyah that there can't be aforeh for later on. In other words, so since he uses the lashon of mikol mokei, that means even without the chalitz being now for later, even if the chalais is later. So it's mashma from the Gemara Nidorim, the Omali Lechishmano, that Hafore can take effect, even though the chalais will take effect lachalamet. Hafore can still take effect. Then he says, Ayin Baranj. So let's see what the Ram says. Now let's turn to the Gemara. Now this is very important in order to understand our Gemara. How Gemara? The pshat. The question is: when the Gemara says, "Kim de omelo kim lechayim, ki omelo chamuf alichi limocho meayim koma," so what the Gemara means, limocha meayim koma, that it's lachas man, or it means that the chalais is now formed tomorrow. So that should be talu in the machleike. So we'll see. Anyway, now let's turn to the Mishneh. To the Mishneh Daf. I'm Beis Omud Beis. Derech Talmidei Chachomim Achalei Hoyso Bite Yeitzo Meetzlei Eimelo Kol Nidorim Shonodar Bisir Beisim Harei Mufon. So the Derech of the custom of Talmidei Chachomim was that when the daughter was about to be miskudeshe, to get married, not just kedushin, nisuin. So actually, so bitte yeitze metzle, oimalo, because oimalo kol nidorim shenadar b'seir b'isi areim ufor. So the Ran explains it. Lefishinara amiroso leachashenisei siyef sheshti afor lindoreo. דאקון של אבו פאול כשאין תלמיד חכומים להופר נדורא או קידם שדינו עושה. So before she becomes נישואו, she gets married, the דרך of the father, the תלמיד חכומים was כל נדורים שנדר בסיר בייסי הרי מפורים, because the moment she's נכנסת לחופו with her husband, so he loses all jurisdiction over her נדור. So in order that his daughter should not remain with Midorim after she gets married, so the derech of his father in Talmud Chochem was to say kol Midorim shenudar b'seir b'isi harei mufon v'chein abal actually it connects the shusei Emelo, call me Dorim Shenadat, actually, the consul Yoshusi, Harim Miforin, Shemitikonis Lirishusi in Yochlofer, who I live Shabal Mifabikay. So the Baal, the Orus, also was accustomed to say that before he was Kenes Alechupe, call me Dorim Shenadat, Harim Miforin. Boy Rome Bachon, Baal Maushi Yofer Bloishmi, Vishoma Yisho Dafkehu, we love Dafkehu. In the Rambam Paskins that love Dafke. Omar Rove Tosh, Derech Talmud HaChomim, Achel Yotzo Bitze, Meetzlei, Eimelo Kol Nidorim Shenedar Bisir Beisi, Harei Mivorin, Volish Oma. The Mishne says that the Derech of the Father's Talmud HaChomim was to say to the daughter, Kol Nidorim Shenedar Bisir Beisi, Harei Mivorin. Now, if you assume that Shmiya is a necessary prerequisite, so what effect is his afore? He didn't hear the Nidorim. He's just without hearing the Nidorim, so he's made for it, and that has no effect. So the Gemara Volishoma. So the Gemara says, Lichishoma who the made. So in other words, what it means is that these Talmid Chachomim, they did not rely and this Maisa for alone. This Maisa for alone, you could say, is ineffective because it wasn't preceded by Shmiya. But this Maisa for was later followed up by Maisa for as he heard it. So the Gemara has the Kashe, so Mimele, so he's just wasting his time in making this Maisa for it. If it was necessary for the same father to follow up each neder before she gets married and be made for it as he hears it, so why does he waste his time in making a maisa for it that is futile? Well, lichishoma would make for im kenki lichishoma lo lomoli lemeima hokomashmelon uchaditzuve mederabonon lehadur. In other words, the purpose of saying that, even that, hafore in itself, is ineffective. That hafore in itself is ineffective. But the purpose is to put his daughter on guard. Like this, if you wouldn't say, kol nidorim shenedart, b'seir beisi, harei miforim, so she'll forget to mention to him the nidorim. But now that the father says that, so she will be put on guard, and she'll be alerted to informing the father of the nidorim. And then, once the daughter informs the father, upon hearing a certain neder, he'll be made. L'chishom, how would he make? Im kinkil l'chishom alilom l'meima, hokom ashmo nuch editzulim d'rabon l'adur. Tosh, mami say, v'chei nabal, achol itikones noshu say, eimalo, eimalo. So there are two Gersoes in the second Teretz of the Gemara. One Gerso is what we have now text. Hochename domalo, hochename diomalo, hochename lichishom. So let's see the Ram. Hochname lechishom, v'okomashmelon diuch editzur v'mid rabbono la'adur. So in other words, so when the Gemara gives, raises a question from the Sefer of the Mishnah in connection with the Baal, the Reish of the Mishnah deals with Av, the Av's practice. The Sefer of the Mishnah deals with the Baal's practice, the Orus practice. So according to one Girse, in respect to the Kashe, the Raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Gemara gives the same teretz as the teretz that was given in respect to the Kashe from the Reish of the Mishnah. Hochename lechishom. In other words, that what the Mishnah means, the Chin Abba, Achel Tikonis Leshusim Lekondosh Tala Shikos Leshusarim Miforim. It means, and then when he hears a particular letter, he makes a new afor. But in Yochanan, that afor in itself is in effect. Wo kam aschon di uche, di zuhund rabon la, du kach ya gil, se mit zes wochen dran. Ul hai gil, se habe li, piruke ka idelil. Wie genüsche, wie gar se, hoche, lichi shemane, di swirlu, di ne, ide heiche, di abla achashmiye. Lui moze meiva, hoche name ba, achashmiye, lui moze meiva. Shina ba, o meiva, bekeit min, afil hoche, ne, ide gabi ya, vli mitzinu li tlu, tzedoma, lichi shemane. So, in other words, the other girse is not that the safe of the Mishneh means that he has to follow it up and make a new effort. No. The safe of the Mishneh doesn't mean that the Baal has to follow it up. The Av has to follow it up. Because if we say that Shmiya is a necessary prerequisite, so the Mele the Aphore that he said before he heard the Neder is null and void. Is null and void. And then he couldn't say, I am a fair, so that the Afore should be chal after I hear. Because if he hears, after she is nisayis to the husband, so she is not in his reshus anymore. So how could he be may fair the neder, and that the chalais should take effect after she is yotzis meshus? And it's impossible. So vis a vis the reishe. So the Gemara is forced to say that he still has to follow it up. But vis-a-vis the Sefer, it's on the contrary. So after he hears and she is already nizes to him, so she'll be completely in his rishus. So Mele, we don't have to say that the pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah is that the Badorus has to follow it up. No, he doesn't have to follow it up. All he has to do, too, that Shmiya is a necessary prerequisite, but he is not Mayfair, the Nidorim, that the Afore should take effect now. But the Oros was accustomed to say, of Kol Nidorim Shenedart, actually the Concilio Shusi, Hareim Mufore. So in other words, that the Afore should be Chal, where upon hearing the Neda. Upon hearing the Neda. So, Mimele, there is no chisorum of lack of jurisdiction because he didn't hear it. Because when will the Afore Bichal? When he hears, he already have jurisdiction. Just the Mayis Afore took place before he acquired jurisdiction. So, it doesn't matter. This is what it says. Wie genast Nusche de Gaus Hochelich Shamani. Die Svirlu, die Nei, die Heiche, die Avla, Chashmiel, die Motze Meifa, hoche Name Baal, Chashmiel, die Motze Meifa, schien a Baal Meifa bekeimin, afel hoche, Nei, die Gabi Ov, lo imotzin und litruze, doma lechishmane, Gabi Baal mit Arzinen hoche, doma lo kirim Shmuye, lechishmane, toch lach afore, die Bishle im Av, die Motze Ovid, hoche, mischen die Misui, naftle, mischusse, legamre, aber Baal, adara, be Misui, nailu, mischusse, und mein Teil, amrin und dem Baal, meifa bekeimin, mischen istalik, leab, aber hoche kim de av heit me khalke kidem shnisis u bal name tsil vol a fore de day ba da fore de av kidem shnisis nei de khayle la fore de bal is talik ya afil hoche meifer so now so it's me foresh in this ram according to this girl say that a fore can be khal achazmanto. So it's a ram mifuresh according to this girls of the chishman. So it's a mifuresh gemore then that afore can be chalach hazman. This is what Rabbi Kriga says. Umikol bokei mivuyakim bindorim domolei lechishemane. So it's mashma that afore. We don't say also the bore. We say also kione because there is a maizekian. But we some say also the bore. But then Rabbi Kriya says, Avshloim Meir says, Ayin baran shom. Now, so let's see what the Ram says in another motion. So he says, V'efshanami Dilchishom amisho sheifelo Hu dechay leafore delay V'ike tzerufeid me'alye the Abba had the Baal. So it's another Roshan. Now the other Roshan is also explanatory of the second Yerseh. What's the difference between the first Roshan that is explanatory of the second Girsay and the second Lashon. So obviously, that's the Shaila. You see, the first Lashon obviously takes it for granted that one can take in neder, can make a fore, that it should be chal lachazman. And we don't say also the bore. By kiyonim we say also kiyonim, because there is a maise kiyon. The maise kiyon has to affect the transfer of title. So memele, when the transfer of title takes effect, lachashreishin, there is no mishiche. Mashenke, when there is no maise, just the effect takes place, the legal effect takes place through a dibur, we don't say kolso dibur. We don't say kolso dibur. So then the question arose, if the chaleis will take place, the chaleis afor will take place upon hearing, and when he hears, so then she's already completely in the reshus of the Baal. So how can the neder be mufer? So he says, ki avol hoche kim di ofe yivachil ke kinim, she says, u baal namu tzir for aforet nei, but aforet av. Kedem, Shemi says, Nei de chayla la afore, di baal is talik lelof, afil oche meif. But then he says, Vef shaname, di lchishoma misho, shein faluhu de chayla afore delay. So where is, according to the first Loshi, the chaleis takes place upon Shmiye, according to the second Loshi, the chaleis takes place right now. But it will result. The result will be a punishment. Ve'ef shanami dil chishoma misho sheifelohu dechayla afor edelei ve'ike tzirufe ma'alye dior ba'adabar zen nirali liforest l'kirsizu. So we see that according to the second version, so when the Gemara says l'chishoma, so it doesn't mean that the chaleis ha'afore is l'chishoma. Because if the chaleis ha'afore would be l'chishoma, then there couldn't be any tziruf between the afore of the av and the afore of the ba. But the chaleis ha'afore is right now. But it's a chaleis now for later on. For the achille of later on. So this is what Rabbi Kiliga means. Ayin Barancha. In other words, according to the first lotion of the Ran, we have to say that there is no aloch of kolso dibure. According to the second lotion of the Ran, so there is no raya that there is no aloch of kolso dibure. There is aloch of kolso dibure, but as the Ran explained it, lechishimane, so there too the chaleis is right now. The chaleis is right now, but since it's for later on, so mimele, even if we say that Shmi is miakev, so it's not miakev the chaleis for later. It could only be miakev the chaleis for now if Shmi is miakev, but it's not miakev if it's the chaleis for later. So as long as later, when the real effect will be after Shmiye, so it's all right. So then it's all right. Anyway, so we see that there really is a machlekes rishen as to whether if one is made for the neder, and he says that the afore should be chal later. So according to the first lashon of the Ran, we don't say kolso dibure. According to the second lashon of the Ran, we do say kolso dibure. Now let's go over the Gemara again. We started the Gemara. Boy Rabbi, כי הם לחיי אימם. מי אמרים להם כי מנדו אמרו, מופר לכי למוחו, או ידיעו לו הולי אמרו. אם תמצא להם הולי אמרו, אמרו מופר לכי למוחו אמרו. מי אמרים להם מוחו למוצא מייבד, או כאן לחיי אימם. או ידיעו מתאים לו אמרו כי לחיי אימם, כי לא אמרו מופר לכי למוחו, מה יהיה עם כל מה? So the one, like the question, there is a theory between the first Abaye and the second Abaye. From the first Abaye appears that the only Shaila Rabbi had in the case where he didn't spell out both Kiyam Lechi Ayim Nuva Lechi Mocha. But, so then he has a Shaila. The implication being, the implication in the first Abaye of Rabbi being that if he spelled it out Kiyam Lechi Ayim Nuva Lechi Mocha, then therefore he is Ha. But from the second Abaye it's much but the other way around. That even if he spells out Kiyam Lechiyaye Mufal Lechilimocho, so the Vafor is not Ha. That's what the Ran asks. Vim Tintzalayim Holy Omal Mahay Lishne Mashma Diloma Kiyam Lechiyaye Mufal Lechilimocho Pshilay Mahane Ubosa Rocha Mashma Diloy Mahane Doda Boye Mufal Lechilimocho Mahu Oy Dilbo Kiyam Diloma Kiyam Lechiyaye Kiyam Diloma Mufal Lechilimocho Mahayim Koma. Why? So the move of the Chilimocha is effective. Mashenke, if he did say Chilimocha, then the Pshita is that it's ineffective. So it's a stira between the first Abaye, the implication of the first Abaye, and the implication of the second Abaye. Vikashna Dode, El Drabe, so what does the Ram say? El Drabe, Bechule Gavdem Misabdo. וכי קום הרינטים צלעים הרולי קום הלו לשנקתי ינוקה ואין לך נעמי דיבוי אלי מימה הרינטים צלעים הולי אום הלו ולא יועיד אלא אפילו אום הלו מה so then it says so the then כמור יש את הדרה מה so אום הלו מופל לחילי מוח המהו וכל מוח המהו so if in other words אם תמצלעים הרולי אום הלו. That's one reason as to why there couldn't be the afore couldn't be effective limocha. And another reason is that even if he did say it, it still couldn't be effective. But always another question, another shaila. Oma lo mufer lechi limocha, ma mi amrin limocha limotze meifer do kaim li nidre hayeim oiti umokim do oma lo kim lechi hayeim. So one alternative in the second Abaye is that when he says so it's ineffective, therefore of the mocho. Why is it ineffective? Because when he says so it's implicit that kim lechidol ayin. So it's considered as if he said both. And if he said both, so and the way the Ran explains it, the Gemara already said two intim tzalaimas. Intim tzalaimah holy omalo, and even if omalo, so it's ineffective as well. So ineffective as well. So Mimele, the first alternative in the second Abaye, on the basis of the two intim tzalaimas that the Gemara just mentioned, is that it's possible to say that even though he didn't explicitly say he just explicitly said mufalech limocho, but implicitly he also said kim lechiayei. So mimele. Since implicitly he also said kim lechiayei, and then he said, mufalech limocho. So mimele. So it's loymahani. So limocho what's mimele the kam lechiayei. Oy dilmo. Kim do amalo kim lechiayin, ki amalo mufal lechilimocho meayin koma. So in other words, we don't say that implicitly he in effect said kim lechiayin mufal lechilimocho, but he only said mufal lechilimocho, and the kim lechiayin he didn't say either explicitly or implicitly. So mele mufal lechilimocho by itself is effective. Mufal lechilimocho by itself is effective. So what's the pshat? In mufal lechilimocho ma'ayim koma. So according to the first lashon in der Rand auf ein Weis, that afor elach hazman ischal, we don't say kolse de borei, we only say kolse kionei. So the pshat in this gemore, ki omal omuf al chelimocha mayim koma means that it's a afor enau and the chaleis is limocha, the chaleis. The chaleis will be mocha. How could the chaleis be mocha? It's not being shomei. So then we have to say, according to the first lashon, the Ram, that fine veis amid veis, that the haloche in yem shomei applies to the ma'isa. In other words, if the ma'isa for is not being shomei, so in other words, he cannot make the ma'isa for it, so it's ineffective. But if the ma'isa for it, if the ma'isa for it takes place b'yem shomei, but the chaleis afore is lachayim shomei, it doesn't matter. The pshat in the Gzeres HaKosu is that if an avor, a bar, for the duration of the day, does not realize him is afore, then the neder becomes mukom by abdication. By abdicating. So only if the ma'is afore takes place the next day. So that means that in the Yem Shomei, the bound up in effect abdicated. So mainly it becomes Mukha. Mashayim came, if the Ma'isa Afore took place in the Yem Shomei, but the Chaleisa Afore takes place the next day, it doesn't matter. According to the second Lashon in the Ram, that over there the Hishmane means that the Chaleis is right now. But if the chaleis would be later on, so then in the Chaname, we would say, kol sokinyone, kol sodibure, so memele, so we have to say the pshat in the Gemara here is, ki kom alo mufa lechilimocho, me'ayim kom. Me'ayim kom. All right, now. This is the pshat of the Ram. Now, the pshat of the Rosh is the Rosh is very obscure. And some words are missing, but it's not the only Rosh where certain words are missing. I mean, you find on every other daf, you find a Rosh or a Teisves where one word or two words are missing. So maybe here too. But the way the Karaneiro understands the Rosh, and that's probably the Pshat, in all probability, that's the Pshat of the Rosh. So according to the Rosh Pshat, there is no stira between the implication in the first Abaye of Rabbe and the implication in the second Abaye of Rabbe. There is no stira. Why not? Because the Rosh explained it as follows. Kiyam l'chiyayei ma'am. In other words, he didn't say kiyam l'chiyayei mufa l'chilimocho, but just kiyam l'chiyayei. So in other words, it's a peculiar Roshan. He employed a peculiar Roshan. Why did he say Kiyam l'chiyayei? He wanted to be mikayim, he should say kiyam l'chi, not kiyam l'chiyayei. So the answer is that the kavone is, and even if his kavone, even if he says, we have to say the pshat in the Rosh is, what, it's just a question, what he meant? Let's ask him. And he has nemones, he dechad en bison. So in other words, so this is the mishpat alosh, this is what the expression and its face purports to connote. So Memele, even if he says he didn't mean it, so it's wrong Shabbat. So we say that this is the connotation. This is in the Mishpat HaLoshon. This is the connotation. We have to say that. So what does the Rosh say? Boy Rabbi Kim Chiyayim Ha'o. Mi Amrino Kimam Do Amamu Falechilim Ochodome. Dim Loi Kin Amai Oma Ayeim. El Olav Mi Surat Ayeim. Yesh Lo Itag Di Kayeim Yie Kayo. Aval Imocho Yie Mufo. Because the Loshon is a very peculiar Loshon. Because Akome means Akome. Why do you say it's confirmed today? Confirmed. If it's confirmed, it's confirmed. So the answer is we could say that Kiyam L'chiyayim really meant, and that it implies that he meant. So Memele, even if he says he didn't mean it, it's vulnerable. So in other words, so we say that this expression implies that he meant by using that peculiar expression of Kiyam Lechi Ayin, rather than Kiyam Lechi, he meant that Mufa Lechi Lemoch. In other words, he's suspending Gafore till tomorrow. He's suspending Gafore till tomorrow. Not that he meant to confirm the Neder. He didn't mean, by using the expression Kiyam Lechi Ayin, he didn't intend to confirm the Neder, but he intended to suspend the Afore till tomorrow, to hold the Afore in abeyance till tomorrow. Because if he had meant to confirm, he should have said Kiyam Lechi, not Kiyam Lechi Ayin. So mi amrinon kiman dom lo mufa lechi lemocho. So mi mele, it is chal. Now let's look at the Rosh of the Rosh. Elav mi yisuve da ayin yishli dadri kayin yiye kayo. Avo lemocho yiye mufo. Vi yisri la afore me ayin. Why does he say vi yisri la afore me ayin? Doesn't that indicate, like the shittel der Rabbi Kriya, that if the chalais does not take effect, right, does not take place right now for tomorrow, so then it's called to the bule. But in order that it should be effective, so we have to say but he said that the afore should be suspended. In other words, he didn't mean to postpone the afore for tomorrow. If he had meant to postpone the afore, the halach issue of the afore should be tomorrow, so then it's null and void. But he wants the afore to take effect right now. But even though the afore takes effect right now, it should be in a state of abeyance, of suspension, until tomorrow. But the halach takes effect right now. So memele, it is chal. Oidilmo holoyoma mufalachi. Uleilom loinem ra'afore michlal. So we do not say that this is a Rosh Nafor. Yes, so memele, since it's not Rosh Nafor, even if he'll say in my heart, I meant that the afore should take effect right now, but that it should be held in abeyance till tomorrow, so it's not Rosh Nafor. So it's nothing. Uleilom loinem ra'afore michlal. Im lo yishayitze afore bifin. Avo, however, this is what the Keren Aruch points out, that according to Rosh, if he will say both, so then we cannot say that he meant, that he, by saying Kim Chiyayim, he meant to verbalize Afore that should take effect right now, but should be held in abeyance till tomorrow. We held in abeyance tomorrow, because if that had been his intention, why does he have to say, Kiyam Lechiyayay, Kiyam Lechiyayay, and Mufa Lechilimoch? So why does he have to say both? So he said, Avri Momashteyen, Kayom, Avri Momashteyen, Kayom Lechiyayay. So probably word is missing, because we cannot say is ein kideli dagdik, yefshali dagdik, or ein kideli dagdik, or if no word is missing, so then it's a lishtek tie. So in other words, avul momashteyen kayon, avul momashteyen, if he said both, kiyam lechiyayim, And Mufa Lechel Mochor, if he expressed both explicitly, so then is Kayim Lechi Ayim. So then the Lechi Ayim is effective, and the other Dibur is not effective. Kdeli Dagdeik, or either a word is missing, Ainli Dagdeik, or Kdeli Dagdeik, or Lemochor Yemofo. That's impossible. Bidmio, Shariyoma Bifeirush Mufa Lechi. So then, in Mishpat Aloshin, if he says both, then we cannot say that Kiyam Lechiyayim in Mishpat Aloshin means that they are Hafor Lemocho. So, but Hafor Lemocho, so he said Mufa Lemocho. So why did he have to say Kiyam Lechiyayim? So obviously, in Mishpat Aloshin, the Kiyam Lechiyayim meant that it should be required today. So since he was mekayemet for today, so memele, and then he was also made for it, so the hafoa cannot be chal if it is coupled together with akome. Hilkach, kain koayim kom. This is what he says. And from Teisves Loshen, Teisves is also Rishnik Tiyeh. Teisves is also Mashma, this way. All right. So this is how the Ran explains it, and this is how Teisves and the Rosh. It's Mashma from Rosh of Teisves that he explains it like Rosh. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach as to how the Rambam explained the second Abai. Now, let's see. The second Abai. So according to the Ran, according to the Taz and the Groh, according to the Taz and the Groh, so then it is the pshat of the Rambam in this second Abaye is like the pshat of the Ram. In other words, what are the two, according to the Ram, what are the two alternatives in the second Abaye? He said, Omer lo mufa l'chi limocho. Mi amrinon limocho limotze meifa, do kiyem l'nidre hayei. So in other words, that means that implicitly he verbalized eyakomeh, even though explicitly did not verbalize the akome, the loshon of akome, but implicitly by saying muva lechilimocho, so it's implicit. He implicitly verbalized the loshon of akome. Some memele lemocho lemotzemeifa. That's one alternative. The second alternative is oidil mokim d'loam alo kiem lechiayein. In other words, that by saying mufa lechilimocho, he is not in effect implicitly verbalizing the akome for ayeh, but he is just verbalizing a yapore for limocho. So then it is effective. And then the Gemara says, "V'im tibtaleima afel hoche kim dekime hayeh limocho kumandi sedame." So it's like the first alternative in the second Abaye. That means there is an implicit verbalization of the Akome. So Mele, there is no Afore. There is no Afore. And the Rambam Paskins, like in the Tzleima. So this is the Pshat of the Taz, of the Groh, in the Rambam. Now, what do we have in the Rambam? Alright. Now, a number of cases. Now, he starts discussing the cases of Rabbis. Rabbi series of advice. Omalo kim lecho ayei harizikayim leilo. Why? Because the Rambam passes like in Tzoreima. Holy omalo. In Tzoreima omalo. Now the second Abaye, he also passes like the second in Tzoreima. Omalo mufa lecho lemocho, eini mufa. Shari kimei hayei. Ulimocho in yochel ofi. So according to the Taz and the Go, the Pshat in the Rambam means, It's a comet. In other words, it's like the first alternative in the second Abaye. The intim tzoleimar is limochol limotzemeifa mi amrin limochol limotzemeifa do kimel nid rayim. And this is what the intim tzoleimar says. The intim tzoleimar afloche kim di kim rayim limochol kmandi yisedam. It's kimel nid rayim. And then the afor is limahan. That's the pshat of the Taz of the Groh. The Shach explains it differently. He says, the Rambam doesn't say with the second Abaye. He doesn't say, Omale, Omalo, Mufa lechole mochor, harizekai. He says, Eine Mufa. Then he says, Share kime haye. But he should have said, if the pshat of the Taz and the Gro had been correct, in other words, according to the Taz and the Gro, the Rambam's pshat in the second Abaye is mamish like the pshat of the Ram. There is no doubt that according to Ram, this is what the Gemara means. Because implicitly he verbalized Akom by explicitly saying he implicitly said Kim Lechiaye. So that's Akom. According to Ram, according to the Taz and the Gro, this is how the Rambam explains this alternative too. And then the Imtim Zalema, like the first alternative in the second Abaye, means Kim Diki Mehayim, means Kim Mehayim, means that it is that Hakom Yisrael, Hakom Yisrael. But the Shach says no, Nikudis HaKesef. The Shach in Nikudis HaKesef says no. Since the Rambam doesn't say Omalo Mufal Chilimocho, Harizikayim, but he says Eini Mufa. So that means, so the Ram, the Nikudis HaKesef says that the Rambam explained it not like the Ram. He explained it as follows. Omalo Mufa Lechilimocho, Mal. Mi Amrin, Oli Mocho, Oli Motze Meifer. Do Kaimili Nidrayim. Kaimili Nidrayim means that it was not Mufa for today's duration, not kaime in the sense that becomes mikoyim, that it was not mufer for the duration of the day. It was not mufer for so do kaime l'nidrayim. It was not mufer for the duration of the day. So the question is, what's the difference between the first alternative and the second alternative? So the Nikudis HaKesef says, according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara, there is no doubt that if the Baal or the Av says, Mufa lechili mocho, so let's say he said, Mufa lechili mocho at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to be Meifeya, then he can be Meifeya. But the Abaye has reference to the case where he said 9 o'clock in the morning, he said, Mufa lechili mocho. And then he didn't realize he knew my Safo. He didn't say anything. So that's the shot. So, if he, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he said Mufa lechili mocho, and then at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, within the day, before the expiration of the day, he was made for it, then it's hal. Because no hakome took place, there is no real hakome took place. But the Gemara has two alternatives. In the case where he wasn't made for it, he just said 9 o'clock in the morning, Mufa lechili mocho. That's all he did. And then the day expired without the Baal, the Av, making a new Ma'isah for. So he said, Mi Amrino, Limocho. And he didn't make a for on that day. Limotze Meifer. Do kaimeli nidre ayin. Because this afore, this afore of Mufa lechili mocho was incapable of annulling the neder the next day. Because lo kaino nidraye, he explicitly said that today the afore should not take effect. So if the afore did not take effect today, so mele the afore cannot take effect tomorrow. Therefore, it cannot take effect tomorrow. It cannot take effect tomorrow. In other words, So you can say that that's the shaila according to the shach. In other words, whether there can be a pole lachazman. But that will be the next shaila. When Mufel lechilachashol, when he says Mufel lechilachashol, but right now we don't even have to discuss that question. In other words, the shaila discussed by Rabbi Kileya. The shaila discussed by Rabbi Kileya. Whether one can be mefer lachazman. So Rabbi Kileya says that if the halais is to take effect lachazman, then it's in effect. If the halais is to take effect right now, so then it is effect. Then I mentioned that according to the shite, if we combine the longness of Rabbi Kileya, that just as we say kolso tiyone, we say kolso dibure, if we combine that with the longness, of the Ramban that the Rashbo in Dushin Daf Samach Gimel mentions in his name, that even when the Halais is now for later, we still say kolso tiyone, if we were to combine both aloches, so then it would be impossible to realize the afore now, in my afore now, with results for later on, even if the halais would take place right now. The question is whether there is any such rishi who combines the longness of Rabbi Kileya, just as we say also Gioni, we say also the Bure, with the longness of the Ramban in Kedushin, that even when the Halais takes place now, but if it is to affect later on, so then we still say also Gioni. So then the net result, if there is any Rishi who will combine both he say this, then the net result will be that it's impossible for a fore to take effect if it will not affect the nether right now. If it will affect the nether for tomorrow. So we don't have to say that when the Gemara says, Mi amrino limocho limotze meif, do kimei limidrei, do kimei limidrei hayei. In other words, so it doesn't mean since there was the afore did not take place, he did not verbalize the afore for today. That's what it means. Since the afore was held in abeyance, was suspended for tomorrow, and tomorrow he couldn't be made fair. So Mimele, it couldn't take effect now for tomorrow, in view of the fact. So right now the Gemara is not discussing the question as to whether there could be a for now to take it, to affect tomorrow, to affect an hour later. Maybe a afore now to affect an hour later, the same day, could take place. Because he could still carry out the afore later on in the day. Mashenke, to afore now, to realize the afore now, to affect moho. And moho, he has no jurisdiction to affect afore. So Mimele, I afore now to affect Mocho couldn't take place either. That's what the Gemara says. Mi amrino li Mocho li motze meifa, do kaim li not rayein. So this afore could not be effective for tomorrow, because tomorrow you'll have no jurisdiction. So now the Gemara is not committing itself on the next question. Can one realize a afore now to affect 5 hours later, the same day? That may be yes. Because 5 hours later, he'll still have jurisdiction over the nether.
You'll still have a keach to be made there. But right now the Gemara is discussing the question whether there could be a din aforen now to affect tomorrow, when tomorrow he will not have any jurisdiction over the neder, because it will not be Yom Shomer. So that is one alternative. Mi amrino limocho limotze meifa, do kaimu nidrayei, according to the Kodesh HaKesef, kaimu nidrayei doesn't mean because Hakome was hard. Do kaimu nidrayei because he held the afore in abeyance till the next day, when he will have no jurisdiction. So memele, such a afore can have no chaleisim. Can have no chaleisim later on, and can't have any chaleisim now either. Because it is to be held in abeyance. The little effect of the afore is to be held in abeyance until tomorrow, when the Baal Da'av will not have jurisdiction over the neder. So the melee, it has no legal effect at all. It has no legal effect at all. That's the first alternative. So the melee, that means that the Chaleis takes place right now. The Chaleis takes place right now. And since the Chaleis takes place right now, so Mimele, we do not say Konso de Burei, even though it is to affect tomorrow's day, when the Baal Da'av will not have any jurisdiction. But since the Chaleis takes place now, to affect the Achille of tomorrow, even though tomorrow is the neder will not be in the reshus of the Baal of Da'av, but in view of the fact that Mayim Koma means that the Chaleis takes effect right now, to affect tomorrow. So the Meileh, it is Chal. So it is Chal for tomorrow. It is Chal now for tomorrow. So even though he didn't realize a new Maisah for it, but tomorrow the neder is an oath through the Chaleis that took place yesterday. So then the Gemara says, "Vim Timzolei Marafil Oche Kim Bikim Hayei Limocho Kiman Diisedome." That it's not shayach to realize the afore with the Chaleis taking place right now, but to affect that it should be held in abeyance till tomorrow. So it will affect the tomorrow, when tomorrow you will have no jurisdiction. So Memela, that means that this Maisa Afore is null and void. And since he didn't make a new Maisa Afore the same day, so Memele, when the tomorrow comes, when the tomorrow day arrives, he, the Baal Da'av, not realizing the new Maisa Afore, so Memele becomes Mukher, because no Afore took place in the Yom Shomer. The other alternative is, the afore took effect yesterday for tomorrow, for today. Even though today it's already not within the jurisdiction of the Baal Oda. So the Gemara says, "Vintim Tzoleima, Avloche Kibin Bikima Hayim, Limocha Kimandi Yisedom." So what does it mean, Kimandi Yisedom? So that means that the afore did not take effect. The maisa afore for tomorrow had no effect. But if he had verbalized the new maisa afore in the same day, then according to Maskon of the Gemara, the neder would have been an oath. This is the machlokes between the Taos and the Pshat.
In the Pshat and the Rambam. Now, the Mechaber in Simen Reish Lam Dalet Sifmen Vov says as follows: Omalo Mufa Lechilimocho Eini Mufa. Then the Ramo says, V'yeshemrim V'havikir V'yeshemrim V'havikir. So the Taz says V'yeshemrim, he says, V'divr Ramo Sheyigia V'yeshemrim V'havikir Muli Me'ed.
Why does he say Tum Rosh?
In other words, so the Ramoshite is like Nikud Zakesef. This is how the Nikud Zakesef explains the Ramon.
The Tazes, the Kashe, why does he say V'yishim in the Havikim Tov Rosh?
Whenever the Ramon says in the Agoye V'yishim like this, that means it's unlike the Shita of the Mechaber.
But the Taz Kashe is against the Ramon. That's mamish the Shita of the Mechaber. Omer lo mufel chilimocho reini mufer, that's Loshna Rambam. Why it mean reini mufer? Because it's mikuyem. Like the first alternative, the second Abaye. So why do they say v'yeshemrim? The Mechabas means the same thing.
So the Hanik moyo ayim titzolayim asher lecharu, v'divra ramo sheikir avishim navikirim. Mui meid, tal gamdeo v'shemu svir lekach.
Do kosa feini mufar ein perushe shiyocho akoponim eit lohofir hayim bipar acheres do behem yamrino ligmori in tetsurima kim vikayme hayim kim amdi sedam. So it's mikuye. So it doesn't mean that according that it could have been made for the same day.
Umimele lehanu shumafore vichim kosvaran vohosh behetye im kim bame polik hayishimrin
Shuatu al deo achas shidas haramba. So he says the Gro agrees
with the Taz.
V'yeshemrim ayim rosh v'chei mashma b'gmore v'nira ligam haramba m'svir l'kei u'chmei shepurosh b'gmore l'edye. In other words, the Gro is also chelikav de Ramo. He agrees with the Taz.
But look at Zakese,
so agrees with the Ramon. You see, he's masik on the Taz.
Because Zakese says, who lo idom? He says,
you see, the Taz says that the Ramon is lo idom.
So he says, who lo idom?
We are Rav Dokete, Dim Kain, Havu, Rambam, Meima, Gam Kain, Omo, Lomufa, Lichimimocho, Havu, Kiyum. Because of the Reisha, Elevad I Dayik, Vinikom Hashas, Mi Amrino Limocha Limotze Meifar.
Am I boy Limocha Limotze Meifar? Ho Yave Kayim Afil Miyad Limotze Meifar.
Why does the Rosh Nagmore say he's Midayik from Rosh Nagmore, not like the Taz?
Because if the Pshat is that it's Kayom,
so why Limocha Limotze Meifar? Lo Limotze Meifar!
Not only limocho, hayim limotzmeifa.
The Rosh Gemara emphasizes limocho limotzmeifa, thus implying that hayim, he certainly could be meifa.
V'derech leim adore komar kim nikom amufa lech limocho afilu miyav limotzmeifa. Dim kin havu limeima mi amrinon kim nikom limocho limotzmeifa.
But Gemara says limocho limotzmeifa. Implication being hayim motzmeifa. So why does the Gemara say
limocho kimandise dome?
Mikuyem. The Gemara should say mikuyem, not kimandise dome.
Ela vaday hoche pegushe. Di vaday boi limeifalo miyad leachashom alom mufalichi limocho. Motzemeifa,
dinei di mufalei lechim imocho lehava afore kiyum nami lehave. Elo di mi boilei motzemeifa lo limocho. Mi amdino li motzemeifa lo do kaimelim dorim So in other words, some mele we can say that this, the original Loshna Fore is null and void. And since he didn't realize a new Loshna Fore, some mele, when the day expired, some mele we mocha le motze meifa. Oy dilmo ki koma lo mufa lechi le mocha mayim koma, vim ki nare heifu lo mesme. Vahayne ni koma bosa roche, vim tim tzoleima, kim di kim ayim, vim mocha tman vise dome. Vui koma kim di kim ayim, su le motze meifa. Zeu bo u da asa ramba. Vichim ashma yeseya, vim ayim bi rambam sikuch, zin dor lehet noch. Alright. So that's the pshat. Now then the Gemara proceeds. Vim tim tzoleima afloche, kim di kim ayim li mocha, kim an di yise dome. Oma lo kim lichi sho omar. Mi amrinon kim an di oma lo. Mufa lichi lacha sho edome. O idil mo holi oma lo. Vim tim tzoleima holi oma lo. Mi oma lo omai. Mi amrinon kim di kimei kimei. O idil mo kim di kule yeimei barakomei u barafori. Ki oma mifu. Mufa lechila achasho mehane. Toshma, harei ni niziro mishom abayla. Voma vani, ein yochel ofeya. Vanay neime. Vani doma hu al nafshi davenozi. Aval harei ni niziro de lo. Aval harei ni niziro de lo. Disho achas kaima lachasho iboy leifea. So the Gemara assumed, the Havamin, the Gemara assumed that the fact that he said Vani only shows, only proves that he wants the Neder al Chol HaPoches for one shot. Otherwise, if he didn't want the Neder to be Kayom even for one shot, he couldn't be Matvis in her. I mean. But in order to be Matvis in her, it's not necessary that the neder should be kayom leomoyet. So mimele, so only from the vani is only an indication. The Gemara assume, the Maxim assume, that ani only indicates that there is l'chol apoches, a kiyum for one shot. But there is no indication that there is a kiyum for more than one shot. For more than shot. And still he says, in Yochelof, but my name is Vanidoma, and I'm not even nozer. But I'm in Israel, the Lord is Shahas Kaim, and I show you boy, my Yochelof, love me shun the Kim, the Kim, the Kim. So the Gemara says, Loi, Kosova, Kovani, Kimandoma, Kim, the Kim, the Kim. Now let's see the Ram. In the Tulema, Kim, the Kim, the Kim, שנדחים דומה מופך למוח המחל די כמיים וכים די כמיים למוחו כמנדיס דומה למוח אין מאפורי כי אם חישו אמר תלוי דומה שור וחשו ליהי מומוחו משום דוח כל היהי מבר אפורי so מילה הצנתך אבבת שור וחשו so he still has jurisdiction so מילה כן בכלל ויום אבל אני יוכלו תחיל דיום אבל אני אישית יש בן זרוסו כל את הייתי נחלת ואבל כאילו הייתו לזרוסו, ומשימוכן יוכל אופר, ומיימים ואני דום ארו על נפשי דו נוזר, כאילו אם הדייתי שיהו נוזר, ומשימוכן עטיס בזרוסו, אבל נסיר אז לא נהי דרכו חושו אחס קיימי, די לא יהיה מטיס בי, לחשו, יבוי ליפר, אם יישא דחיום הקים וחישו, ומופה לכי לחשו מאמה, דיבד האי מהנה, לא ישניקו מרוכת בסחס, אינם אדום הקים לחישו, לאחר מכאן או ממוב הולכים. אלא בדה משבוע חם, רדין יוכל אופר, משום נחיל ניקים מקימי, ודאחים אמור לטיפשי. די נכן עמד לחשו, אמור צמאיף. אבל ניקו סבא, חים דום הבעני, סתום הקימן דום הקים לחילאי לא מדמה, ולא יפשי די, ולחום, הילקח להווה אפור, אבל כאילו.